It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt. I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Hey.
Yeah.
Let's get right to it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. It's the Aristocrats.
Hey.
Aristocratsradio.com.
We're is live. The website.
Is the website.
With all me. Oh, but boo. With me as always.
CWERadio.com. We are streaming live every Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. If you want to check us out.
No football.
Yay. I'm Derek. With me as always, standing in front of me is Matt. Yeah. We also have Kevin.
Waka waka.
Steve.
On that last.
And that's it.
Aww.
Oh, special guest in studio, Jeff Cannonball.
That's right, 908-499-2083. Call us up. Let's talk about some things.
Is that your phone number?
Yep.
I love it.
The Hardcore Cannonball.
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 That's me. Let's talk about some things.
We're running about a half hour late. Is the stream going?
It will be now.
Oh, okay.
Well, I couldn't because I didn't have that plugged in.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm so sorry.
As I was told on a recent show, when my valet wasn't ready, but I was, just let the music play.
Yeah.
You're a heel. Make them wait.
Fuck them. Make them wait.
Fuck them and sock them.
There was a wonderful show in Keyport, New Jersey last night that we will get to eventually.
Oh. You fucking teaser motherfucker.
I'm not a teaser. I just, you know, this isn't the fucking wrestler crap.
Tease it.
Don't teaser me, bro.
I'm sorry, guys. I got to take my belt off.
Ooh. Why are you doing that, Derek?
Oh, my God. We're on Ustream.
Because he's about to eat Wendy's.
Show us, Derek. Show us. Show us the world. Show us what the world's been waiting to see.
You know what it is.
What it is.
With this affliction I have. Uh-huh. Stomach. The belt puts the pressure on the stomach, and it makes it worse. So if I'm feeling a little, you know, stomachy, the belt just digging. I just feel it. It's psychosomatic.
See,
but I just feel it digging into me.
I would figure that you can tighten up the belt, and it's almost like a tourniquet to stop your bowels.
Nope. Because the whole problem is below the belt.
Oh.
So really all I'm doing is pushing everything out.
Ew.
I know.
Yum.
So what's going on, guys? I don't even know what today is.
It is the 10th.
Yeah, it's gonna be the 11th Sunday? By the time people see this.
Uh huh.
It'll be a Monday. We are we have Kraken on hand.
Mm. Yes.
Delicious.
On hand and on arm.
That's me.
I can't see Jeff because
I moved over because I wanted to see the TV.
There's a
mountain
pile
of Wendy's.
I'm gonna show people this. There's a pile of Wendy's.
Whoa.
Where we normally and then there's Jeff over there.
Whoops.
Yeah, sorry. And I'm going to put this back, hopefully.
Let's see.
Just leave it on me. And
that
I'll
works.
Catch up with
I like
delay.
It. It actually looks
that
better
works.
Than before.
Well done.
Good.
They
cool.
They got your good side.
Yeah. I'm almost done my second cup.
You're going to be carried out of here.
That's what I'm looking for.
Whoa.
So anybody got anything?
Not getting into the show, but I was told by the guy who sells the toys, the fucking goofy asshole pushing old fucking busted up toys at the show that I owe him 90 minutes of his life back because he listened to one of our shows.
Oh,
and I was like, you really weren't doing anything better with it.
Who said this?
So fuck yourself. John Solo.
Who's that?
The guy selling toys.
I could have been dusting off blister packages of wrestlers from 30 years ago, but instead I listened to your show.
Can you describe him to me?
He's got a mustache.
Does he have reddish hair?
Yeah, reddish hair.
I know exactly who he is. He came right up to me. He was like, hey, Shock, and I have no idea who he is.
Yeah. kind of looks like a jerk off.
He does, totally, totally.
Sounds like one.
Yeah. And, you know, he's kind of one of those guys who, like, if you bumped into him, he'd be like, hey, what's up? And you just fucking stab him right in the throat.
Wow. Oh, my God. Who would do that?
Because he deserved it.
That's not what I thought.
Oh, what?
I don't know. That's what I thought. That's what I said.
Okay. You know, I brought two members of my family to that show, one of them being my son, and he really wanted a wrestling figure from that guy. And I'm glad that I didn't get one.
Yeah.
After what I just heard. This camera's really pissing me off.
Well, you could have bought the figure and said...
No, it wasn't. It was up too high.
It was fine.
Shut up. What? Go ahead. So the guy doesn't like the show, huh?
Yeah, fuck him.
All right, so if you ever go to a wrestling event in New Jersey, do not buy a busted-ass old figure.
From him.
From him.
Ever.
If I'm selling him, which I probably could. I have like a tub like this of wrestling figures.
I'll buy him from him.
Will you?
As long as you have a red mustache.
I've seen people come to shows with loose figures in like milk crates and sell them.
I could probably do it.
People buy them.
I have the Mick Foley triple threat, Dude Love, Mankind, and Cactus Jack in the box.
Mint in box?
Not mint in box, because when I got it, it was already open in Target. But it was the last one they had.
Do you have any the butt thumb wrestlers?
I don't have them. No. I got some LJNs. I got a lot of Jacks. Dude, and a lot of Hasbro.
You guys got that alert like before my finger finished clicking tweet.
iPhone, bro.
It was like click doonk.
Get on iPhone, bro.
We're on the fucking center of the world here, Middletown, New Jersey.
I think the two weirdest wrestling toys I ever saw was WCW put out a line of figures that had a button on the side, and if you pushed it, they vibrated.
Why?
I had no clue why, what the purpose
was. Did you have to hold the button down?
Yes. It doubles as a dildo.
At least, like, if they vibrate on their own, you could put them in, like, a ring and they might shake around and move.
No, no.
What a dumb idea.
You had to hold the button and then they were just...
Wow. WCW dildos.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, just fucking...
Basically.
Just seizure dolls.
Yeah,
I don't know what
seizure
it was.
Doll.
And then the other one was WWF had put out a line of... I think they're called Maximum Sweat action figures.
Oh, wow.
And it came with a little pump where you could fill them with water.
I remember
that. And then, like, you push a button in their back, and it had, like, little pores on the top of the head where water would run down.
And ironically, the IRS one didn't need that pump.
Yeah. No, I was actually just going to say, I'd like to get some of those and do what's called kit bash them and make them into a Mike Rotundo and a Corey Havoc figures.
Oh, so kit bash them wouldn't be to put a red little laser thing on the front of the... Those things?
What?
Kit.
My favorite thing to do with the toys when I was younger was I used to pick scabs on my leg from mosquito bites.
Oh.
And then put the blood on their foreheads.
Oh
my God. Hardcore.
He's hardcore.
You were a nasty kid, weren't you?
Yeah. The hardcore cannonball.
Can you throw me some of that Wendy's, Derek?
Earthquake blood a lot.
What would you do with the ripped off scab?
Oh, I'd probably throw it on the floor somewhere and never think about it again.
Oh, you didn't eat him? The cat would eat it?
Wasn't that gross. Cat might have it. No, he wasn't in my room.
I'm drinking, by the way.
What?
Oh, my God, you weirdo.
Well, me too.
You couldn't just grab a red Sharpie?
No, but then you'd have it permanently on the toys.
Yo, do you realize that? Hang on a second. Derek just tossed Matt Wendy's and he caught it. If it was anything else, Matt would have dropped it.
I'm pretty fucking skilled.
Kev, can you get that for Matt?
No, wait until... I'll get it when I put you on camera.
What are you doing? Okay. I'll just fucking get it. Huh. You're giving this half chewed up burger?
That's him. I'm eating that.
Oh. He half chewed it up.
And the smaller drink.
Oh, I got the big one?
Yeah.
I don't really need it. I got some crap.
Oh.
The smaller one?
Why did you tell me to get a meal then? Why did they give us spoons?
Dude, what the fuck?
What happened? All right, let's talk about this water. Ready? Here we go.
Matt's misadventures at Wendy's. Here we go.
First off, there's really hot Spanish girl at the drive-thru.
Love it.
Mamisita.
She's really hot. She gives you these eyes like I want to fucking... No, I don't want to do anything to you. But, I ordered...
I want you to date rape me.
Yeah. I ordered two chicken nugget meals, and I ordered four junior bacon cheeseburgers with no tomato. And I ordered one vegetarian burger with no cheese.
No nothing.
Thank you.
And, push comes to shove, I get here, and there are, what is it, how many? Three nuggets?
There was two.
There's supposed to be, all right.
There was two packs of nuggets, but there was only five in each.
There was only two?
I only had five nuggets in my
Was there any
large.
Left? Because I want one.
So there's no nuggets left?
No.
What? What?
The one that was supposed to have 10 in it had 5.
You got hosed, bro.
So wait, there was 10 total nuggets.
Yeah.
And how many were there supposed to be?
Now they have 6 pieces, so there was 11.
There was supposed to be 20.
There was not.
What?
There was supposed to be 20, but you got 11.
Yeah, and I got charged for them, I can guarantee it, because I have 2 sodas here, which one soda was, you know, correct, the medium is...
Pardon my language, but I guarantee that you got charged for them.
Guarantee it.
Yeah.
And the large Coke.
Yep.
And the burgers were all right. All right?
Yeah.
So we got shorted 20... No, we got shorted 10 nuggets and fries. That's like $5.
That's
bullshit.
That is very much bullshit.
All right, so...
And we got spoons.
Yes!
And you got no Frosties.
I think that maybe somebody... Did you do a drive-thru?
Yeah.
Maybe they must, somebody else's
wait,
order.
So they must have swapped
nope,
out.
Nobody else here...
I doubt it was somebody else's order, because who else got the vegetarian burger?
Oh, okay, how about
no,
this?
The
I
burgers
think it was...
came in one bag, and the other
oh, okay.
stuff came in...
Am I the only one here that eats nuggets with a spoon?
Oh.
Really?
I like to mash them up in my hands.
I like to make nugget paste and
yes.
scoop it up.
I used to peel the scabs off and rub the blood on the chicken yeah. nuggets.
Wait, there's nuggets.
Oh, that's fucking gross. Wow.
There's nuggets right here.
Mm. Can I have them?
So,
but that's it.
Are these 5 additional nuggets?
Yeah, I had my the thing.
Sweet and sour sauce.
Yes.
Can I have that?
This right here.
The nuggets and sweet and sour sauce?
Yeah. This is a large one, right? This is the big one that Wendy's gives you?
Yeah.
This had 5 in it.
Wow. That should have had 10 in it.
It was like it was filled like halfway.
Okay, and I have this little one here with 4. So
wait,
got a grand total of 14 nuggets.
Now they changed it. They used to have the 5 piece.
Yeah, they have a
have a 4 and a 6.
They have a 4 and a 6.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So they give you a 4 and a 6. Is that how it works?
Who would
maybe
only want 4
order?
Nuggets?
Queers?
A palsy?
Yeah.
No. Steve.
They just don't want to sell.
I don't need all of them. I'll
nuggets
have 2.
For a dollar.
There's 4. I'll be going to 2.
Well, I don't want to take your nuggets.
Dude, I've eaten plenty.
That's true.
B-Shap says that is Jew math at its finest.
B-Shap's is back?
Oh, I have a very B-Shap interesting very interesting tie-in for that. I was playing this horrible game for Nintendo at Yestercade's called Anticipation, which is which is
are you just walking? Something's going to happen. Something's going to come out.
The whitest game. Derek, can you bring up a screen while I'm
sure.
talking about this? The
this
whitest
is original
game,
Nintendo?
Original Nintendo Anticipation. We're going to go with a picture bit here.
That's cute.
Okay. The cover. Anticipation.
Patient.
Okay. The cover has about maybe 8 people on it, and every one of them is as white as can be.
Is this it?
And, well, you need the cover of the game,
well,
but this is the game.
This is gameplay. Oh, I knew this.
All right, there's...
It's like Pictionary.
Yeah.
There's an Anticipation logo. We got an ice cream cone, a megaphone, a stuffed bear, some shoes, and a big set of lips.
Yeah. And is that like a piece of... Oh, never mind.
This is 1988, by the way.
Yeah, okay. So this game is like
bit.
Pictionary. And what happens is the computer will draw something, like the letter J, for example. And you get a category, which is alphabet. The cards, there's like different color cards that we get when you go around the board. And there's like math, alphabet, I think natural, and miscellaneous, I want to say. And there might be like one other thing. But here's the thing. This is what I wanted to reference with the Jew math. One of the categories is math, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the picture is a Star of David.
Wow.
What?
I had this as a board game as a kid.
I bet you were bored.
And we never played it because we grew up poor. So we would get like gifts from the church.
Yeah.
And this was in there.
This
and
really?
I still own it to this day.
Look at this game
and
is
I've
the
never
shits.
Played it. That's a bomb. That's not a rainbow.
It looked like
what
a bomb.
Yeah. I thought it was a bomb
it had
too.
A fuse. Yeah.
So this is the video game version of a board game.
Yeah. Yes,
and
it
looks
Nintendo's,
just as shitty as a real board game.
It says Nintendo's official board game, and the board looks like it's just made of Simon.
I definitely had that game for Nintendo, and this is the awful white people cover.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Zoom in on that shit. Those are some white fuckers right there.
Wow.
Give me a couple more zooms, Derek.
That's fucking Zach Morris, AC Slater, Kelly.
One
Kibowski.
More.
Oops. Thanks Whoa. Too much.
Look at the sweaters.
Yeah, wow. Look at that
look
guy
fucking,
on top.
Look at the Where's Waldo shirt on that guy.
Is that guy on top looks almost like Al Franken. Look at that guy. He wouldn't be
I'm
white.
Good
I'm
enough.
Jewish.
I'm smart enough. and doggone it, people like me.
I bet you there's at least one famous person on there, too.
Probably.
But
I'm
anyway.
Sorry, but the Stuart Small.
Oh, look, the one on the left is Dana Plato. she was already dead, though.
Yeah, she was dead.
That movie was hysterical, though. The Al Franken and Stuart Small's family.
It didn't compare to it Pat, but I guess it was all right.
I watched Stuart Smalley like a million times when I had the free HBO back in the 90s.
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, they played the shit out of it
yeah,
on HBO.
They did.
In the 90s.
Yeah, and, you know, it was all right.
I remember being a kid and seeing that movie many times and just never understanding it.
Yeah.
Stuart Saves His Family, right?
Still yes. Don't.
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
But now it's Pat. That was a great movie.
Never heard of it.
I never saw that.
Now
what?
I know why, now I know why they gave us spoons.
Why?
Spoons are for the soda.
Oh, makes sense.
Because there's no straws.
Okay. No, there's straws.
Oh, there are? In the other bag?
Straws in the bag.
I saw straws.
There was.
You guys are fucking crazy.
Anyway, so yeah, that was big disappointment. So was this game. Anticipation. What bullshit.
Constipation.
Are you sure that's Dana Plato?
No. Oh. Speaking of bullshit, though, I woke up this morning and I was really, really, really sore from the show last night.
Yeah.
So I decided I'm just going to stay in bed and watch TV.
Fuck yeah.
And normally I just tune into like all the football pregame shows, but sure. Football season's over. I couldn't find anything to watch. So I flip over to the on-demand, and I'm going through, and under the free stuff, it's there's Night of Living Dead.
Sure.
And the description, is it says, you know, the original was in 1968, the whole thing. And I'm like, all right, cool. I haven't seen this in a very long time. I'll just watch it. I put it on, and I'm like, wow, this is a colorized version, and it looks really good.
Mm. Wait, there were black people in it?
Tyler Perry presents Night of the Living Dead.
So we're in.
Wait, isn't the black guy the first guy to die in Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah, they just all die at once.
No.
Whoops. No, he's actually the last one to die.
Yeah,
he gets
technically.
Shot in
the old one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Breaking stereotype.
Well, yeah, in that version he was, but not the version I ended up seeing.
What'd you see?
So it's colorized.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow, this is a really clean color version of the movie. I can't believe it. And then they start talking. And it's in Spanish.
Whoa.
I'm like, and I go back and I hit the info and I'm looking at the description. It's not in Spanish. And it says the 1968 version. Hello. The movie proceeds. And then I see they introduce the black guy. And at this point, I'm 100% sure it's not the 1968 version. Because the guy is the guy from the 1990 remake.
Wow.
Nice.
Who also played Candyman in the Candyman movies, if anyone's familiar with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for some reason, the on-demand lists it as the 1968 version, but it's not only the 1990 remake, it's the 1990 remake dubbed in Spanish.
Wow.
It's horrible.
And I watched the entire thing.
Wow. You will come across that stuff.
So it was like Noche de los Muertos? I knew they were there somewhere.
Yeah.
That was a Zelda reference.
I actually prefer the color version. I hate black and white movies.
Please, we don't say colored here.
Well, I call those bipartisan.
We're PC now.
Yeah, black and white movies bore me.
Do they?
I'm
black and white cookies, however.
Are delicious. Jeff wouldn't know.
No, I would. I have no idea.
You got to get a little bit of black and a little bit of white in each bite.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
That's it. Tomorrow I'm going to Dixie Lee. Going.
I'm actually a big fan of like the old movies. I like to watch Chaplin. I like to watch Buster Keaton, like the old silent movies. And
Charlie
stuff.
Chaplin.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin has a really, really hot granddaughter who's in acting right now.
What?
Really? Mm-hmm. Look her up. She has this weird name like Oogla or something like
Oogla?
That. Oogla. Yeah. She's kind of like a Sarah Silverman looking sort of thing. And actually, you know who Oogla? She looks like? She looks like the sister of a big liar that we used to hang out with.
I'm a big liar.
Oogla Chaplin?
Yeah, something like that.
Would it be her?
No.
Oh!
I don't know who that is.
No. Oh, I'd rather fuck Charlie.
I don't know who that is.
I have no idea. I looked it up and that's what came up.
Love her.
Just look up Charlie Chaplin's granddaughter.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah.
Chaplin.
I got all kinds of segues tonight. What's going on?
I don't know. Keeping me on my toes. I think I got
see
her.
Some Chaplin dog.
Yeah. Una.
Una, that's
Una.
It.
She's got a schnoz.
Yeah.
You like that, though. Oh, no.
She ain't hot.
No.
That's Marilyn Manson.
That is a... Derek is the master of finding the worst picture of anybody that you could possibly think of.
She has his eyes. I will admit, she looks like a mess there.
She looks like... What's her name?
But
like,
I would.
That
I would, absolutely.
That prostitute, the L.A. What's her name?
I don't know, but it looks like Mila Kunis if somebody stomped on her face.
She Mila Kunis, the black also book. Jewish.
The black
name? Oh, Heidi Fleiss.
Yes, Heidi Fleiss.
Fleiss. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
I mean, the
it's like Heidi Fleiss with a little bit less plastic surgery.
We should have nice cleavage,
I guess. Una?
No. They're much, much, much better pictures.
Can you put in Una Chaplin nudes?
There we go.
Can you
just look at all right, now we're just going to...
All right, there's just some old ass bitch there.
What about the one in the blue?
This one?
No. Down. Orgasm face.
Down right.
Second row.
This one?
Yeah, how about that one? Let's see that one.
Oh, nah.
That's good. That's
yeah. Oh, yeah, Matt. Cute. How'd you pick out the nipple shot from there?
Yeah, that's Charlie Chaplin's granddaughter. Right?
She looks good there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's a pretty lady.
Doesn't she kind of look like...
How old is she there? 14.
Oh. Yeah. Doesn't she kind of look like that one?
She's 26 years younger.
Yeah, I take it she's from the last wife.
She could be like a great-great-granddaughter.
You think she's living off the money that Charlie made?
Somebody's
no.
Yeah, that or he? No, wasn't he one of those guys that died with nothing?
Yeah.
No, I think
like Benny Hill.
No, I think it was one of those. No, because towards the end of his active career, he was one of those who was blacklisted and considered a communist and all that. So I'm sure he had nothing then. But just before he died, he was on an upswing. But I think he's one of those where it's like he didn't own his movies or you know, it was all studio stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I doubt he really had a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. This is like the music label today.
Well, he had some good jizz.
Ew.
Well, yeah. He made that eventually.
Yeah, I'd like to give her
eventually.
Some good jizz.
Even had nothing to do with his jizz.
I tell you what, I wouldn't kick her out of the sleeping bag.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I wouldn't kick her off a clock tower.
another segue. Last night, I thanked Nicky Ocean's father for ejaculating such a talented wrestler.
Oh, you said that?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And he said, hey, well, you know, 10 seconds of fun gave me 10 more years in the business.
And then X-Pac apologized to your family for putting on a terrible match.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah, how was he?
Miserable.
Really?
He just didn't want to be there.
For
why did they even show up?
I'm sure for all intents and purposes, he's probably a good guy.
No,
last night in particular.
Let me guess. Balls Mahoney tore the place down.
In the match?
It was like a 5-minute match.
Was it?
It was very short.
So he was all over the place. I was there for 2 hours, and I saw more of him than anybody else.
What was he on last night?
I don't know. I go up to the bleachers. He's in the bleachers, like, talking to everybody.
I'm pretty sure Balls Mahoney's on a drug called Balls Mahoney.
Yeah. Now we're talking about the show.
Balls Mahoney rules.
Yeah.
He saw me wearing my typo negative gear in quotation marks. And he's like, oh man, there's two of us now. We're taking over. He unzips his jacket and he's got typo negative tour shirt on.
Did he?
Yeah. Well, I ran into him at a typo show once.
Oh, wow.
And and then he just starts going on and on about typo. And then he drags me over to the curtain and he starts pointing out like some guy in the crowd that he knows that he wants me to work when I go out there.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, Balls, I can't see shit. You know? And he's just like, well, right, he's that bull guy over there. I'm like, I see a blue shirt with like a white speck on it. And he's like, that's him.
That's the guy.
A white what?
He's the speck.
Speck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do good in Arizona, though.
No, I went right up to the guy and I yelled exactly what Balls told me to yell, and he didn't move. Didn't flinch.
Every time I see Balls, I go, oh, Mr. Mahoney, it's great to see you. And he always goes, stop it with that Mr. Mahoney shit.
Mr. Mahoney was my father.
Yeah, this time he slapped me in the mouth.
Did he?
Yeah.
He did. Wow. Yeah. He did.
He popped you, huh?
He slapped me in the back. I was trying to get by him. He was talking to all the underage girls in the balcony.
Yeah.
And he just walked by and gave me a big old slap on the back.
He gave you that in the chest.
I said, you don't fucking put your hands on me, Mahoney. You hear me?
I don't know if you noticed this. he's lost a considerable amount of weight.
And teeth.
He looks like...
Oh, well, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. He's explained his weight loss as being because he's got no teeth left.
Well,
so... And he's explained the fact...
I will say...
He's explained the fact that he has no teeth left because one of his old gimmicks was like an Arabian type of thing where he'd spit fireballs. But unlike the way most people spit fireballs, he would use deck sealant.
What?
Yes. And he said that it eroded away his teeth. And that's why he has no teeth now, because he would take a mouthful of Thompson's water seal and then use that to spit fireballs.
Mr. Lucifer used to use a little bottle of butane.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy. And Spiral used to use some kind of alcohol.
No, we had Spiral would use tequila.
Yeah,
he could just use tequila. But what he would do is he'd dip his fingers in it and then light his fingers on fire first and then spit through his fingers.
That makes sense. Yeah. It really does.
That's the safest way to do it. Because if you accidentally drink it or swallow it, you just go on with your life.
Just in case nobody knew who we were talking about on the chat.
John and Beach Balls Mahoney.
Beach Balls.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, though.
He really is. Really is fantastic. But he was extremely, like, social butterfly last night. Like, I mean, he usually is very talkative.
I couldn't get away from him. Yeah. And I was nowhere near the ring.
You were actually literally on the second floor of the building.
Every time I go downstairs, he's right there, like, hey!
Who did I say to him? Like, he's turning into, like, the old man. Like, he's just, like, going around and talking to everybody and, like, how's your Uncle Tom?
And Jeff's like, would you call me?
Yeah. But, yeah. Then when I came back in after my match, he came up to me because I used the typo song last night, which I didn't want to use, and I told Doc, use my regular theme song.
Doc's a music guy,
by the way. Right, we got to get into that too soon.
That's my heel theme music, and I only used it once, and I was just like, I thought it was going to be better than it seemed.
It sounds a cross between Undertaker and something else.
It's a little too gothic.
Yeah.
But
you got the pipe organ.
I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get the deviled eggs.
I didn't want...
Is she here?
Yeah.
Let her come in.
I was like, well...
Does she have the kids? Yeah. Oh, okay, never mind.
I'm like, I'm going to be working heel a lot. So I'm like, maybe I'm just going to change my music up. Used it once. Didn't like it as a theme song. Fine. I told him after that, delete it from your hard drive. I'd never want to use it again. And yeah, no, I really did because I know he's an idiot.
Save as shock theme music.
Delete other, you know, like mental note, delete original theme. So I told him the last show, I was like, all right, I'm gonna tell you one more time. Use my original theme music, get rid of the other one. Because he used it to me a second time when I told him not to use it anymore. And I asked him again last night, do you have my regular music queued up? And he looked at me and he just shook his head yes, which meant no. And as soon as it started up, I was like, fucking Doc. And I said, I'm like, and they're like, what happened? And I'm like, he's using the wrong theme music tonight. And they're like, you better say something to him. I didn't see him for the rest of the night.
He was avoiding you.
Yeah, it's because he was up my ass about dumb shit. But you wrestled the Atomic Dog.
I did.
Yeah. Interesting.
Or as I like to call him, the Junkyard Dog.
Well, no, it's not. It's a little bit different.
I saw the thump and the headbutts, and I thought. It's completely different.
He's carrying on tradition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they were in the same fraternity, so he.
Is that really what he says?
That's what he says.
Wow.
Yeah. The Atomic Dog actually had a because my girlfriend came out to the show last night, and the Atomic Dog.
Not your chick.
Had an. My chick, okay. Yeah. Jennifer, okay. There's her name,
and
Jennifer. The Atomic Dog.
Whoa, hey, that was me.
Sounds funny.
So she was at the show, which she rarely comes to them, but she was there last night.
Was she?
Yeah. And the Atomic Dog took it upon himself to come up and talk to her. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say molest her.
Well, it almost got there.
Right.
Because apparently he said to her, he says to her, He goes. You seem like my type of girl, and she's like
the camera on.
On what?
I wanted to show the deviled eggs. Oh. Kevin, keep going.
Really?
Please.
Is that what you wanted?
Yes.
Oh, fuck it. I'm just gonna eat them all.
So she tells him she's not interested.
Well, they got him a little bit.
And he goes. All right. Well, I just want to let you know, I have no addictions except for white women.
Wow.
Yes.
So white she slept women. With them.
She's like, well, okay.
So they went to the bathroom right there.
Well, I told her she fucked up because we could have got some child support money.
Yeah, but then you would have had a little half Jeff.
No, he didn't know. He didn't know that Jen was with you.
What?
He didn't know.
No, he didn't know.
Oh, okay.
And Jen, sorry, your chick is an enabler. So she's like, well, I guess I have to. Fine.
Okay.
He is the.